The Alaska Intertribal Council is meeting with tribal leaders and leaders from Alaska Native corporations in Anchorage over the next 3 days to address a myriad of ongoing concerns for Alaska Natives. Mike Williams is the AITC chairman and a regional vice president for the National Congress of American Indians. Williams says after 30 years, it may be time to re-examine the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act with an eye toward revising policies within ANCSA.
So we're starting today, and hopefully that we'll begin to start addressing some of the concerns that people have in terms of losing their subsistence hunting and fishing rights and the erosion of tribal sovereignty in Alaska.
Williams says an example is the fact that his 5 kids and 4 grandkids who were born after 1971 have no land rights within the regional or village corporations. He says he will have to divide his corporation shares between them, and he wants them to have the same benefits that he has.
And that they have full shares in our structures, and also to restore hunting fishing rights in that ANCSA, so we wouldn't have to live with deal with the ANILCA Title VIII and the Federal Subsistence Board now. The hunting and fishing right that we have is very special to us, and I think that's front and center of our discussions today.
Williams says at the time ANCSA was passed, there was a thought that replicating the reservation system that exists for tribes in the lower 48 was a bad idea. But he said a land base for Alaska tribes is important for the future.
Because the population is going to increase in hub areas, and like Bethel and Kotzebue and, you know, Nome and other hub areas are not going to qualify for subsistence priority.
He says other concerns include suicide, crime, and domestic violence in village families.
Because the state of Alaska has limited capacity, and there's 70, 80 communities without any police protection right now.
The meetings will continue through Thursday.